There. Who's hurting you, you silly girl? What do you take me for?
It's all right. He's a gentleman. Look at his boots. She thought you was a copper's knock, sir.
What's a copper's knock?
It's a copper's knock. As you might say, what else would you call it? A sort of informer.
I take my Bible oath. I never said a word.
Oh, shut up, shut up. Do I look like a policeman?
Then what do you take down my words for? How do I know whether you took me down right? You just show me what you wrote about me. What's that? That ain't proper writing. I can't read that.
I can. Cheer up, Captain. Buy a flower off a poor girl.
It's because I called him Captain. I meant no harm. Oh, sir, don't let him lay a charge against me for a word like that.
Charge? I make no charge. Really, sir, if you are a detective, you need not begin protecting me against molestation by young women until I ask you. Anybody could see that the girl meant no harm.
Of course they could.
Yeah. What business is that of yours?
Mind your own affairs.
He wants promotion, he does.
Shaking down other people's words.
The girl never said a word to him.
Well, if she did anyway.
Still, a girl caught shelter from the rain without being insulted.
Yeah. Yeah. He ain't a tech. He's a blooming busybody. That's what he is, I tell you. Look at his boots.
And how are all your people down at Celsi?
Who told you my people come from Celsi?
Never you mind, they did. How do you come to be up so far east? You were born in Nissen Grove.
Oh, what harm is there in my leaving Nissen Grove? It wasn't fit for a pig to live in, and I had to pay 4 and 6 a week. Oh, no.
Live where you like, but stop that noise.
Come, come, he can't touch you. You have a right to live where you please.
Oh, Park Lane, for instance. I'd like to go to the house in question with you, I would.
I'm a good girl, I am.
Right, do you know where I come from?
Hoxton.
Oh, it's not wrong. Well, who said I didn't? Blimey. You know everything, you do.
There ain't no call to meddle with me, eh?
No, of course he ain't. Don't you stand it from him. See here. What call have you to know about people what never offered to meddle with you? Where's your warrant?
Let him say what he likes. I don't want to have no truck with him.
You take us for dirt under your feet, don't you? Catch you taking liberties with a gentleman.
Tell him! Tell him where he come from if you want to go fortune telling.
Yeah, push off.
Cheltenham, Harrow, Cambridge and India.
Quite right. May I ask you, sir, do you do this for your living at a music hall?
I've thought of that. Perhaps I shall someday.
He's no gentleman, he ain't, to interfere with a poor girl.
What on earth is Freddy doing? I shall get pneumonia if I stay in this draught any longer.
Pneumonia. Earl's Court.
Will you please keep your impertinent remarks to yourself?
Well, did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to. I beg your pardon. Your mother's Epsom, unmistakable.
How very curious. I was brought up in Large Lady Park, near Epsom.
What a devil of a name. Oh, excuse me. You want a cab, do you?
Don't dare speak to me.
Oh, please, please, Clara. We should be so grateful to you, sir, if you found us a cab. Oh, thank you.
There, I know he was a plainclothes copper.
No, that ain't a police whistle, that's a sporting whistle.
He's no right to take away my character. My character is the same to me as any lady.
I don't know whether you've noticed it, but the rain stopped about 2 minutes ago.
No, it has. Why didn't you say so before? And us losing our time listening to your silliness.
I can tell you where you come from. You come from Hanwell. Go back there.
Hanwell.
Oh, thank you, teacher. Haw-haw. Yeah, so long.
Frightening people like that. How would he like it himself?
It's quite fine now, Clara. We can walk to a motor bus.
But the cab... Oh, how tiresome.
Oh, poor girl. Hard enough for her to live without being worried and chivied.
How do you do it, if I may ask?
Simply phonetics, the science of speech. That's my profession. Also my hobby. Happy is the man who can make a living by his hobby. You can spot an Irishman or a Yorkshireman by his brogue. I can place any man within 6 miles. I can place him within 2 miles in London. Sometimes within 2 streets.
Ought to be ashamed of himself, unmanly coward.
But is there a living in that?
Oh, yes, quite a fat one. This is an age of upstarts. Men begin in Kentish Town with £80 a year and end in Park Lane with 100,000. They want to drop Kentish Town. But they give themselves away every time they open their mouths. Now, I can teach...
Let him mind his own business and leave a poor girl alone.
Woman, cease this detestable boo-hooing instantly, or else seek the shelter of some other place of worship.
I have a right to be here if I like. Same as you?
A woman who utters such depressing and disgusting sounds has no right to be anywhere, no right to live. Remember that you are a human being with a soul and the divine gift of articulate speech, that your native language is the language of Shakespeare and Milton and the Bible, and don't sit there crooning like a bilious pigeon. Heavens, what a sound!
Gone!
You see this creature with the curbstone English? The English that will keep her in the gutter to the end of her days? Well, said in 3 months, I could pass that girl off as a duchess at an ambassador's garden party. I could even get her a place as a lady's maid or shop assistant, which requires better English.
What's that you say?
Yes, you squashed cabbage leaf. You disgrace to the architecture of these columns. You incarnate insult to the English language. I could pass you off as the Queen of Sheba. Can you believe that?
Of course I can. I am myself a student of Indian dialects.
And are you? Do you know Colonel Pickering, the author of Spoken Sanskrit?
I am Colonel Pickering. Who are you?
Henry Higgins, author of Higgins' Universal Alphabet.
I came from India to meet you.
Lord, I was going to India to meet you.
Where do you live?
27A Wimpole Street. Come and see me tomorrow.
I'm at the Carlton. Come with me now, and let's have a jaw over some supper.
Right you are.
Buy a flower, kind gentleman. I'm short for my lodging.
No, I really haven't any change. I'm sorry.
Liar, you said you could change half a crown.
You ought to be stuffed with nails, you ought. Take the whole blooming basket for sixpence.
A reminder.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Got one at last. Hello. Where are the two ladies that were here?
They walked to the bus when the rain stopped.
And left me with a cab on my hands. Damnation.
Never you mind, young man. I'm going home in a taxi.
Well, I'm dashed.